Some exciting news now for RNIB. They have been awarded the PIFTIC Quality Mark. Now, this is the Patient Information Forum, and they're also looking for your help as well. So to learn a bit more, we have with us from RNIB, Poonam Patel. Thank you for joining us, Poonam.
Hello, good to be here.
So tell me first of all about this tick mark. What is the Patient Information Forum?
So the Patient Information Forum are a UK membership organisation for people working in health information, patient information and health literacy. And they've launched a new PIFTIC quality mark for health information. The PIFTIC quality mark is based on meeting 10 key criteria in the way that information is produced for patients to ensure that it is of a high standard. So the way that RNIB produces our iHealth information has been assessed against PIF's criteria, and we've been awarded the quality mark. So this means that patients can be confident that our information is reliable, accurate and easy to understand.
And I imagine accessibility is a big part of that as well, with people being able to get that information in their required format.
Absolutely. So one of the key criteria is that we have to ensure that our information is easy to understand and accessible.
In terms of updating that, so, you know, there's always lots of changes in eye health and treatments and things like that. So how often do you update or refresh that information?
So we continually look for feedback on our eye health information to ensure that it's still meeting the needs of our audience. So we review each of our eye condition fact sheets and booklets every 3 years. And each time we do, we're always keen to get feedback from people affected by these conditions to tell us from their experience how useful our information is. So is it detailed enough and easy to understand? Is there anything missing? How could we improve it?
Could someone get in touch with RNIB and say something like, you know, I have retinitis pigmentosa. Do you have some information on that or support that's out there?
Absolutely. So the Eye Health Information Service also answers inquiries from the public about eye conditions. So anyone wanting to know information about their eye condition can give us a call and we can talk them through it. We can send out written information in their preferred format as well.
So having this tick mark must be a great thing for RNIB. I suppose it really validates and vindicates what you actually do and how accurate and useful that information is.
Absolutely. So our certificate of the PIFTIC scheme demonstrates that we use evidence that's relevant, up to date and from reputable sources. Also that we involve blind and partially sighted in the production of our information as well. And that we're using consistent methods and systems for producing eye health information for people with sight problems.
Now, on that point about producing the information in those accessible formats, I think you are looking for people to get involved to help with that. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. So we're reviewing a selection of our fact sheets this year. So the ones that we're reviewing include Stargardt macular dystrophy, retinopathy of prematurity, thyroid eye disease, retinal vessel occlusion, keratoconus, corneal dystrophy and corneal transplant. So we'd really like to hear from people who've been diagnosed with these conditions or care for someone who has and are interested in answering a few questions about what information would have been most helpful to them when they were first diagnosed with their eye condition. And in addition, we'd like to hear suggestions on how our current information can be improved. And the feedback and views we receive will help make our information as useful as possible for other people that have been diagnosed with the same eye condition.
I suppose it's great to get that lived experience from people as well to really bolster that support.
Absolutely, yeah. So we want to make our information as useful at the point of diagnosis, really. So what better way than drawing on the experiences of people that have that lived experience?
Now, if people would be interested in getting involved then, Poonam, what do they have to do?
So if anyone's interested in getting involved, they can call the Eye Health Information Service. Our telephone number is 0207 391 3299. Or by emailing ihealth@rnib.org.uk. Just leave your contact details and the name of the eye condition fact sheet you'd like to help with, and one of the team will get back to you with more details.
Fantastic, and congratulations once again on that PIFTIC award, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, and look forward to hearing from anyone who's interested.